Today I'd like to look with you at Kawhi Leonard, the small forward for the San Antonio Spurs. And he played two seasons of college basketball for San Diego State before he was selected with the 15th overall pick in the 2011 NBA draft by the Indiana Pacers. He's then traded to San Antonio on draft night. Well, he won an NBA championship with the Spurs in 2014, and he was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. He is also a two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, and he won those in 2015 and 2016. And so it's actually hard to understand him. He seems like a mystery. For a guy whose elite defense draws so much praise, he grades out exceptionally as an offensive player. He's checked in as the 15th ranked offensive player in the league in terms of points per play the past season. And he can just do the job. As a pick and roll ball handler, he was 9th. He keeps working on his shot. But he shows his versatility on both offense and defense. He ranked in the league's top 10% overall against ball handlers in the pick and roll and in isolation situations. And he, when you think about him, Bleacher Report, Zach Buckley says this, he crowds shooters on the catch, cutting off their airways and leaving no view of the basket. He'll leave more room against drivers, forcing players into the lanes he wants them to take. He knows where his teammates will be at any given time and understands where and when help is available if he needs it. He doesn't usually need it. He's got an amazing reach, but he's learned not to reach in because that's when fouls are usually called. And one of the reasons that his game is so hard to evaluate, why he's a mystery, is because he doesn't divorce himself from the Spurs system. And that seems to get every bit of talent out of anybody that goes through it. And so when you try to analyze a San Antonio player, it's hard because they've learned how to play unselfishly and with an attention to detail. And so you'll see constantly these guys coming through, whether it be Boris Diaw, Danny Green, Patty Mills, and they've learned the system. And so sometimes that takes away, in some people's minds, from their individuality, but actually that's what wins the game. Recently, in a game where it was coming down to the last few seconds, he's able to hit a three, he's able to come back on defense, block a shot, get a steal, and secure the win. And that's what impressed his coach, Popovich, as he was getting the interview done. He stated the fact that throughout the league, there's going to be a guy here and a guy there, Curry, Klay Thompson, others that will hit the three. But who has the ability to then get back and shut down what is needed to be done? And that's what he does. Another thing is his arm's length. Leonard remains mysterious largely because he doesn't seem interested in explaining anything about himself. He barely speaks, and when he does, it tends to surprise most observers. He keeps everybody at arm's length, which is no small thing for a guy with a 7'3" wingspan and hands the size of dinner plates. And so you have a guy that's 6'7", but he's got a wingspan of a 7'3" individual. And so that can be quite intimidating. When I was thinking about him, I was thinking about how God in the scriptures calls on us to work. He says this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. He says, For even when we were with you, we would give you this command, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. And so this is a practical thing, even in our society today, that if somebody isn't working, then they should not be able to be given the right to eat. That's what would, that hunger would create that work ethic. And he goes on and says, Paul goes on and says, he says, verse 11 of chapter 3 of 2 Thessalonians, for we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. So they're not working, but they're able to get involved in people's business. They're able to talk and start trouble. Verse 12, now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. And so when I was thinking about Kawhi Leonard, his strength is that he gets the job done and he just does it quietly. He's not going to have to brag. He doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to expound on what he's good at. It's just known. And that is refreshing. And that's what I believe he's called for all of us as believers, that we step up. Don't keep feeling the need to explain all of these different things. If an opportunity comes up for that, great. But more than anything, just do your job. That's what's refreshing.